This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We're going to do some illegal immigration talk. I'm going to try to make that pretty quick because I do want to get to a bunch of emails, voicemails. I want to talk about, well, there's some trauma on the border and so much more this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. In fact, we're going to talk a little bit of Barack Obama here in a few, but first, I just want to again come back to something we talked a little bit about last night, something I'll probably bring up more about friend-enemy distinction. Again, it's an old Nazi communist. His name is Carl Schmitt. You can look into all that you want yourself, but the friend-enemy distinction. The American communist talks the way he talks for a reason. He does the things he does for a reason. And you have to understand he doesn't ever look out and see American citizens as a whole. That's not how he looks at the world. Believe it or not, he does not divide by race in his mind. With his mouth, he will, for a purpose, which we'll get to that in a little while. But he doesn't really care about black people, white people, you know, Hispanics, Indians, Asians. He really genuinely doesn't care. Those things are not important to him. What is important to him is this. Who is helping him with the revolution? He's fighting a revolution. This horrible, crappy place called America sucks. And we've got to burn it down. Who's going to help me? Who are my allies in this fight to burn down America? And who are my enemies? And my allies, as long as they are being allies and aiding the cause of the revolution, will be aided and protected at every turn. And my enemies, vice versa, must be destroyed. No matter what it takes, must be destroyed. They have declared themselves to be my enemy. Dome had an honest moment. We'll start with the enemy portion of it before we get to the ally portion. Dome had an honest moment and it slipped out today. It wasn't just a slip of the tongue. They've been caught saying this many, many, many times before. It's not just Donald Trump they hate. It's you.
The notion over the last several years coming from Trump and those who follow him, meaning people like who he's running with. Not
hear what she did? And those who follow him. Who is she talking about there? Well, you. If you're going to vote for Trump or even vote for any Republicans, she's talking about you.
The notion over the last several years coming from Trump and those who follow him, meaning people like who he's running with, not his voters, but just others.
She tried the best she could to save herself because she knew she made an oopsie. She got honest. That's how they think about you. Enemies. That's how they think about you. Enemies. Here's something today. This is, believe it or not, official. This is from the official office of Elizabeth Warren, United States Senator, Ron Wyden, United States Senator, Robert P. Casey Jr., United States Senator, all Democrats. What am I holding in my hands here? It's a 4 or 5 page document attacking McDonald's for their prices. Why? Well, Donald Trump did a big photo op at that McDonald's franchise. It's been all over the news. It went viral online. It was incredibly popular. And in the eyes of the American communist, McDonald's moved itself into the enemy camp. Now you have three United States senators typing out about 10,000 words on official documentation. We're not talking about a campaign stunt here. Blasting McDonald's for price increases. McDonald's officially moved itself into the enemy category and therefore must be destroyed at any cost. Dick Cheney, Liz Cheney, the Cheney family, the Bush Cheneys. We'll just make it about the Cheneys for now. Liz Cheney has famously gone full-blown lib, especially after she got run out of Wyoming. She's a full-blown nut job. I never liked her anyway. It didn't bother me. And her father, Dick Cheney, has gone along with her. Now, I'm old enough to remember, I was a young Marine in Iraq at the time, but I'm old enough to remember Dick Cheney being burned in effigy in this country. The communists, the left, hated Dick Cheney that much. Tim Walz went on The Daily Show, and they were blasting him about it a little bit. Why are you so accepting of the Cheney family?
The Cheney thing. Do we really have to do that?
Look, it goes broader than that. Look, Bernie Sanders, Dick Cheney, Taylor Swift.
No.
Oh, the shooting?
No.
Having the Cheneys on board?
Nah. You can't Dick Cheney or Taylor Swift. Nah.
We're a big tent.
What country did Taylor Swift get us to invade? No. Yeah.
No, don't you think, though, that, and I do this, I believe this,
yeah,
there is still a core group of folks out there, you know, your point being, and not joke, the don't tread on me, the Reagan piece of this, the libertarian piece, but the constitutional piece,
yes,
there are a lot of people out there. I think Liz Cheney and Dick Cheney give permission to those folks who want to find a reason to do the right thing.
How could they accept? Why would they be so accepting of the man they wanted put on trial for war crimes? Yesterday, they wanted him put on trial for war crimes. Today, he's their hero. They campaign with him. They wrap their arms around him. Why? How could that happen? Is it because they're hypocrites? Stop thinking like that. Of course they're hypocrites. That's small thinking. They're not hypocrites. They're revolutionaries. Dick Cheney. He stepped out of the enemy camp and now stepped into the ally camp. He has chosen to become an ally on behalf of the revolution. Therefore, he must be welcomed with open arms. It's not necessarily ideological. It was never about party affiliation, skin color, religion, gender, any of those things. The communist honestly doesn't see those things. He really is colorblind. He really doesn't care about your religion. He genuinely doesn't. Does it matter who you are, what party you are, what sex you are, what religion you practice? If you put yourself in his camp and aid the cause of the revolution, you will be treated as a friend and an ally. If you are a McDonald's franchise that lets Donald Trump serve fries for 15 minutes and it helps his campaign, well, then it's war. That's how the communist thinks. And that brings me to foreigners. Immigrants, mostly illegals is what we're talking about here. But legal immigration can be just as devastating for a nation when they take the brakes off of it, when it's never put into check. So let's just talk about this. This is Nicole Baliakis. It's a long name. Anyway, she's out of New York. This is what she said.
Well, remember that this administration told everyone that these individuals coming over our border were being vetted. That is the biggest joke, because we have thousands of gang members that are taking over streets in our city. They've committed crimes, everything from murder to rape to countless number of robberies.
Yeah, but you're not getting it. And this is no insult to her. I'm sure she's wonderful. I'm not criticizing her, but they were vetted. You can say they're not vetted, and I understand what you're saying. Did you not do a background check? This guy's a murderer. This guy's a rapist. That's not what they were vetting for. They were vetted because, well, they went through the only kind of vetting that matters to the communist. They aid the cause of the revolution. If you're a communist and you want to destroy this place and divide this place, if you want to create chaos and angst in a society, if you want crime to rise, and remember, during the revolution phase, communists want crime to rise. If this is what you want, then the foreigner you just brought in from Venezuela, the Venezuelan prison gang, is officially your ally and must be protected and provided for, because he, unbeknownst to him, is part of the cause now. He's fighting on behalf of your revolution. So you bring him into the country at the taxpayer's expense. You turn him loose like the rabid dog he is on American citizens. And as he rapes and robs and murders them, your revolution moves forward. He's an ally. They all were vetted, to be frank, just not the way you or I would vet them. They were put through the vetting process, the only vetting process that matters to the American communist. Does this aid the revolution? Check yes or no. Oh, yes? Fine. Let him in. We'll continue with this in a second. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats. You can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. Back to the friends versus enemies. We're on to the illegal immigration portion of this. Disaster equity. FEMA shifted focus to migrants, climate, and DEI. Why? Why would the federal disaster relief bureaucracy, which shouldn't exist, but I'll leave that aside for a moment. Why would they set aside disaster relief for foreigners and climate change and DEI? Well, disaster relief doesn't help the revolution. When you're in East Palestine and there's a terrible train derailment and the fish are floating to the top of the rivers, oh, they could come help you, sure. But how does that help the revolution? That doesn't help burn down America. If you're in Hawaii and disaster strikes, and you lose everything. Fires, death, misery. Yeah, you think FEMA could come help, and sure they could, but how does helping people in Hawaii aid the revolution? Just recently, Hurricane Helene, North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, Virginia. People wiped out, losing it all. Americans screaming. Maybe you're screaming. I know we have a bunch of listeners, and God bless you for this, who are still there helping because these people need help. We have a bunch of people screaming, where's the government? Where's FEMA? Why are they not helping? Why are they focused on other things? Well, how does helping a bunch of country folk in Tennessee aid the revolution? It does nothing to aid the revolution. Therefore, they're enemies. It's not something to be concerned about at all. Here's another one. Springfield schools, shocking double standard. Immigrants can't fail. This is from The Blaze. This is Springfield, Ohio, the one where they imported all the people from Haiti on your tax dollars. I should note, this is why you can't just say illegal immigration. Those Haitians are here legally because the government brought them here legally. The Haitians, they just decided to remake Springfield, Ohio into Haiti. And of course, now, those students aren't allowed to fail. They're not allowed to give so-called English language learners a grade lower than a C. Why? How? How could they be held to a lower standard than Americans? The government doesn't serve Americans. Patriotic American citizens don't aid the revolution. They're in the enemy camp. Who does aid the revolution? 10,000 people we just brought in from Haiti who may or may not eat your dog, depending on which story you listen to. They help the revolution. They run out these pesky American workers. Violent crime increases. Everything that aids the revolution. Therefore, hey, man, don't be giving him a D. He deserves a C. Here's one. Percentage of illegal immigrant population increase in these states under the Biden administration. Georgia, 401%. North Carolina, 446. Pennsylvania, 241. Arizona, 734. Dang. Nevada, 562. Michigan, awfully far from the border, 775%. Wisconsin, 467. Why would the Biden administration take office and then promptly fill up the country with these people?
Miami-Dade police arresting a man who reportedly had child sex abuse material on his social media page. Dario Caja Pefarias is facing three counts of possession of child sex abuse material after detectives say he had inappropriate videos of a 5- and 8-year-old on his Facebook account. Police are 26-year-old also lived near Cutler Ridge.
How could they bring these people into the country? They helped the revolution. They're in the friend camp. So not only did they bring them in, they intend to bring in more. That's what we're dealing with here. All right. Now, along those lines, speaking of which, Barack Obama got up and spoke today. And he was speaking at a rally earlier today on behalf of Dome. And he dropped this line and just, wow.
I don't understand how we got so toxic and just so divided and so bitter. And I get why sometimes...
Stop. This is for the younger people who listen to the show. No, I'm not about to talk down to you. It's just there are things you didn't live through because you weren't alive yet. So this is Daddy Jesse, and I'm going to tell you something. Prior to Barack Obama, it's not that race tension had disappeared in a country. Race tension never disappears. Racial tensions, it's just one of those things. It's one of the flaws of man. It's kind of how we're built, one against the other. We'll find reasons to divide ourselves. That's the way it is. But you cannot possibly comprehend how little race tension there was in this country right before Barack Obama got elected. You know, you turn on the news now and everything is black this and white that and race this and privilege this. And you see it everywhere, how it's consumed every part of this country. I know I sound like an old fogey. It was nothing you ever heard about prior to that dirty communist right there. That dirty America-hating street communist took office and spent 8 years, he and his witch wife spent 8 years teaching Americans to hate each other. The author of so much of what you see now is that filthy commie right there. And we got an email about him, in fact, or a voicemail about him. In fact, we'll play that in just a moment. And if I remember right, the voicemail came through pretty clear. So probably from a Pure Talk phone, although I'm not sure what, Chris. I'm not sure, but Pure Talk, as you know, is the patriotic cell phone company. Stop paying Verizon to crap on your country. Stop paying T-Mobile to destroy your culture. Pure Talk doesn't do that. You know, I got this email. The guy was talking about Tunnel to Towers. He's talking about PTSD. Jesse, I have a question about Tunnel to Towers. I watched Tribal the other day. I don't know if you've seen it. It's about warriors talking about their time and traumas. Who helps with that kind of a thing? Well, Tunnel to Towers does something different. You know what Pure Talk does, though? Pure Talk actually tackles that portion of it. Veterans struggling with their trauma, their PTSD stuff. In fact, they'll even ask you when you pay your bill, you know how the other places, hey, you want to round up so we can abort more babies? Pure Talk will ask you if you want to round up to support veterans who are struggling. That's how much they care. Switch #250 and say Jesse Kelly. It's easy. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Obama, next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
You're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. So we were just talking about Obama, and I just mentioned briefly that you really, unless you're of a certain age, you don't really understand how little racial tension there was in this country prior to Obama. And I'm not talking about older. Obviously, if you lived through the 60s and you saw some terrible racial tension, especially if you're black, you lived through all that. I'm not talking about that. But by the time the 80s, 90s rolled around, and it's not as if I lived in some Buddhist home or something like that, where we love the ants and the animals. It's not like that's something that wouldn't have come up in my house. We just never talked about it. It never came up. It was never thought about. The movies I remember sneaking off to watch as I was a kid was Lethal Weapon. And it just didn't, it's not that I couldn't see that Danny Glover, one of the two main characters, was black. I had eyes, but it just was not a thing. It was just not it was nothing that mattered. There was just no racial tension on Friday nights. I think it was ABC. I forget what they called it. Something Friday, TGI Fridays, something like that. When I was a child, the Friday night lineup was Full House. You know, this white family talking about right and wrong and raising people, and then the next show was Family Matters, all black family. And it just was something we all gathered around and watched, and there was just none of this race, angst, and tension. And Obama did that. And it's not because he's black. It's because he's red. Because that's how he was trained by his mentors. Card-carrying communists like Frank Marshall Davis, as in he had a communist card. He's one of the mentors of Barack Obama. And what you cannot have is a unified society if you're busy fighting a revolution. You just can't. So that actually leads me to voicemails. Remember, you can email the show, which I'll get to those in a moment, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave voicemails, 877-377-4373.
Yo, part-timer, when you get back on the air again, if you ever take calls again, I'm going to call you and we're going to have this out. I know you say Obama was worse. Obama was worse. And I agree, he did a lot of damage. But I can have a little bit of respect for Obama because of the fact the guy was a smart guy and he was running things. He was actually running the show. This guy, Biden, is a stooge from day one. He's just a stooge, doing whatever and saying whatever he has to say. He gets 13 soldiers killed because of his stupid way he pulled out of Afghanistan.
Okay. Obama was running things. Biden was a stooge. Look, this is subjective. Obviously, we can have this argument. I respect your argument, hating Biden more. When you look at what he's done with the border, you could argue he's tangibly done more damage than Obama did. But let me ask you something, a couple things. You have a choice. You are about to get on a boat. You in the ocean, okay? It's an ocean boat. And you have a choice in only two options. You got two options sitting in front of you. One, you can have a captain who is a complete and utter moron. He has no earthly idea how to be the captain of a boat. He doesn't understand currents and winds. He gets lost. He just is a complete moron. It's like he's never been on a boat in his life. That's option number one. Option number two is that captain wants the boat to sink. Which captain are you choosing? Joe Biden may have been or is a non-functional adult who didn't know anything because his brain had melted into goo, and therefore the country had been handed to the communists he surrounded himself with. And all this was bad. It was really, really bad. I'm not defending Joe Biden. It's bad. It's bad. Okay. But Barack Obama is the first president we have ever had in this country who took power and tried to use it to burn it. We've had plenty of bad presidents. Jimmy Carter was a bad president. We've had bad Republican presidents, bad Democrat presidents. We have plenty of bad ones, plenty of bad ones, plenty of morons, plenty of this. We have never, until the day Barack Obama got elected, we have never elected someone who really genuinely hated it. And I admit, I fully admit, we've had plenty of presidents who didn't really care about it. They cared maybe just about themselves or their reelection or their power. That's probably, you could argue that's the norm. But again, if I have the choice between the guy who just is selfishly ambitious and I can put him in the office, or I can put the guy in the office who wants to watch the country go up in flames, I'll choose the selfish, ambitious guy all day, every day. The warnings, all the most dire warnings you and I used to hear on talk radio, on the news, in books about what Barack Obama was and what he wanted, they were all true. Well, most of them, I'm sure there were some that were garbage, but they were all true. He grew up in that church. Would that pastor say GD America? I'm not going to say those words on this show because it's a family show. Speaking of family show, we got some great... What, Chris? We can play these on the air. You know how I tell you the hate listeners listen more than the people who love the show? Well, here's one for you. This is a doozy.
Hey, Jesse and whoever this is that's taking your place tonight, why don't you bring up the point about Trump just making no sense? They're eating the cats and dogs and all the other stuff. You guys are the biggest pieces of on the air. You guys are so weird. And Jesse, by the way, your voice is weird, and people talk about it all the time, but what it is you always have Donald Trump's mouth. Have a good night. Bye-bye now.
All right. Chris? Corey? Do I have a weird voice? Why are you laughing? Is it weird? I have always thought it was, what was that word, Chris? Mellifluous or something? It started with an M. What was it? Melodious. That's what I said. Do I have a weird voice? You can give it to me straight. I don't want you to feel like your job is in jeopardy here. I really feel like it's a mixture between Barry White and honey. I've always felt, what, Chris? Why are you being like that? That's how I've always felt. Is it a weird voice? And you know what sucks is now that I ask that, because everyone's so mean, now it's going to be a bunch of emails making fun of my voice. Dang it. Did you know they're putting cocaine on pizza in Germany? German police bust a pizzeria with cocaine on the menu. I didn't know Hunter Biden was allowed out of the country. Hey, Jesse, Semper Fi. I'm currently serving in the U.S. Army. Sorry about that.
Why are you gay?
As a warrant officer and helicopter pilot, I'm caught between a rock and the hard place. I find it hard to be motivated to continue serving when the government's doing so much I disagree with. I won't go into the list, but I love your infinite small hands wisdom on the situation. I just hate trading precious time I could spend with my baby girls for this job anymore. I never want to tell the hard chargers to get out, because those are the guys who build a nation, not just the military. Those are the guys who build a nation. But what was that old saying? As soon as you start thinking about retiring, you need to retire. If you're already looking at the door, well, brother, why are you doing it anymore? If you're looking at the door and you think you're ready to go, then you're ready to go. All right, we have more. In fact, we have to talk about risk next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Turn off the Smashing Pumpkins, Chris. How many times have I asked that you stop playing that garbage music? What even was that? You know what? Not one person, and you can't even deny this, Chris. Not one person listening. You know how many people are listening in their cars right now, working out, working? Not one person Not one was bobbing their heads to the music when that came back. No, you weren't. What were you doing? It was freaking awful. It was just awful. Stop playing that crap. Let's go to some emails here. Jesse, stop talking about your ice maker. You're making them a target for Democrats to come after next. From my cold, dead fingers, Democrats. Icy cold, dead fingers. Hey, Jesse, the Venezuelan gangs are not just in a few Colorado apartment buildings. I have a lake place in a very small township outside of a small city in Ohio. They just arrested a Venezuelan gang member in my neighborhood there. This neighborhood is as removed and as far from anything as you could imagine. The guy needed up. Look, it's being done on purpose. It's being done on purpose. Don't think for a second that the people who have opened up the floodgates of this country are just slightly misguided. They're just too nice, and that's why they're letting all these people in. Unending immigration disintegrates a nation anyway because you water it down. But bringing in criminals is an added bonus because societies need to be full of angst and fear before they will ever accept a demonic religion like communism. Why are all the communist revolutions so awful? Because they have to be, because you have to create the conditions in a society where the people are so desperate they will turn to these demons and hand them power. Always remember that. Dear Jesse, the handsome lion. I like this person, whoever this is. Don't shake your head, Chris. I was first introduced to you through Buck Sexton after consuming too many shows where the hosts have too much low T. I've finally seen the light and settled on your show. All jokes aside, the mob, Roman, and military history have been my favorite parts of your show, even though it was a draw between Priscus and Varys. Who do you think was the better fighter, or who would have won? Currently watching documentaries on Rome, and I'm loving it. Thanks for the great show. She didn't say I could say her name, but man, wherever this chick is, somebody better snatch that dime up. I'll tell you that much. She's watching Roman documentaries. Gosh, that's sick. Little hands, Jesse. And see, then we get to mean people like this. You know what? I'm setting this aside. First of all, you say you like the show for the high T levels. Maybe you should show some gratitude to Chalk. You see, I'm a Chalk freak. I love them. It has become an addiction for me. Whenever I have anything in my life I want improved upon, I go to Chalk, chok.com, and that's where I start. This morning, as I was walking out the door, it was a crazy morning, so I'm still dealing with a bunch of stuff for, you know, my dad in Montana, and just a lot of things happen when someone dies and you're putting together paperwork and all kinds of things. I didn't have time to eat. My wife hands me a superfood smoothie on the way out the door, packed with Chalk lit powder. All the vitamins, minerals, everything I need for the day. Chalk will make your life better. You want your T levels to skyrocket? Skyrocket. Not slightly increase. Skyrocket. Go get a male vitality stack, fellas, and take it for 90 days. You have testosterone dripping from your pores. CHOQ.com. It's Chalktober. That means they're giving out freebies. They're giving out huge discounts on subscriptions. Chalk.com promo code Jesse, all right? Little hands Jesse. That's not nice. I thoroughly enjoyed your history story with Nero. While I listen to you for politics and a good laugh, I enjoy your segments. Hey, Chris, what show was the Nero show? Give me a date on that, because I forgot now. I've been busy. Jesse, welcome back. Our hearts go out to you and your family. Be a good time to bring up a question that's been nagging at me. Your world-famous burger recipe is in the back of the Anti-Communist Manifesto, available at jessekellybook.com, says to make four patties. My question is, who makes them for you? Are you only capable of making sliders with your small hands? You know, that's not nice. His name is Tim, and that's not very nice, Tim. You know, I think this is probably a good time to bring up risk. And no, I'm not talking about taking risks in life. I'm not talking about risk analysis. I'm talking about the board game Risk. Oh, thank you, Chris. The Nero episode, if you want a deep, deep dive into history, it's like 2 hours long. I think it's the second and third hour. That's on the 9th of October. Podcast is available, and it's free. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Just go and go geek out on that if you want. Anyway, the board game Risk. You know already. You listen to the show. You know how many skills I have. You understand what, Chris? You understand that I am the menu whisperer. I am the greatest orderer of food on the planet. And don't think you can challenge me. Many have tried. All have failed. I am one of the great nappers in history. I have never bragged to you. I'm only going to say top five. Am I the best in the world? Maybe. I know I'm top five. So you know how diverse my skill set is. I can order food. I can nap. I am so good at Risk. I actually was with one of my cousins this last week, and he has a kid, his son, who is a math freak, a calculus freak. He sees it. It's easy for him. It makes sense to him. He texts with his calculus teacher, calculus questions at night. So there are people like that. Nerds, set them aside. Then there are people like me who can look at a Risk board and all I know how to do is conquer the world. Is this some sort of an indication that I will conquer the real world one day? Probably. But I look at Risk and it's just, maybe it's the joy I get smashing my sons and their armies. Maybe it's, I know that's part of it. You see, my sons, because they're 14 and 15, they are pure testosterone. And so they don't think with their minds at all. They only think with their T levels. And so they will take these huge armies and throw them against some area that I have fortified. And their armies will just be bludgeoned to death every single time. And every single time I will then counterattack and I will wipe them off the map. And they're mortified. It happens. But no matter how many times I tell them to attack what is weak, not what is strong, they can't help themselves. They see a fortress. They have to try to attack it and throw themselves at it. But it's not just my sons. We played this all the time when we were in Iraq. And did I lose a game? Maybe. I don't think so, though. All I can remember are the ones I dominated. I am a dominant Risk player. I don't know if there's a professional league of any kind. Corey, if you wouldn't mind, can we dig into that? Let's see if there's a professional league. I'll play for charity. I will conquer the world for charity, but if there is a professional league, I just want anyone listening to know that I will take part in it. Anyway, let's get back to Tim Walz making his mom buy groceries. Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.